is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 15th of January. And you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the absolutely lovely...
Me.
It's Miss Honor Bike.
All right.
Yeah,
how are you doing?
You all right, bird?
I'm good, thanks, yeah. Yeah.
Especially pirate this morning?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Why?
No, I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
I haven't been speaking to anybody from home or anything, so
okay.
It's just out normal this morning.
But you're perky.
It? I'm perky and peaky.
That's good.
Yeah.
Perky.
I went to yoga this morning.
Yoga?
Yeah, I'm doing a bit of balancing out on myself, so...
Bit of downward dog and all that.
Well, I tell you what, it's really interesting. You'd like this. I'm going to give them a shout out because I love this and I must speak to a couple of people behind the business. But because I'm doing so much strength work and training, I needed a balance. I was feeling really depleted and emotionally it affects you. Every time you deplete yourself, and we're going to talk about this later, but emotionally then how do you deal with the environment?
Yeah.
So I thought, right, I'm going to go to yoga because I'm always teaching, I'm always giving, I'm always talking.
Yeah, sure. Are you in training for something specific at the moment or are you just...
Life.
Right, so you've not...
No, we are. So we're doing the world championships and things like that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And when's that? How long have you got?
June. We're in base training, we're in foundation training. Build phase
is that
coming
like
up.
Putting your makeup on?
No.
Not that kind of foundation training.
No. So this is all about long, monotonous build at the minute, just that gentle,
okay.
Allow the oxygen to go through the body.
So what are you doing? Are you building up stamina or...?
Yeah, you would look at it, so a little bit of endurance training.
Okay,
you
were, cool.
Without speed, without, you know, strength. So anyway, needed a bit of yoga. So there's this new thing in Folkestone, in Kent, called Hot Pod Yoga. And Ruth,
Hot Pod?
Hot Pod Yoga.
Sounds intriguing.
I know. Do you know what? I love it. It's like a purple tent, and then she puts 37 degrees heat in there, and it's got bergamot as well smell. I know, right? Look, they're all like that.
So basically, it's yoga in a sauna, is what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. It's called Bikram Yoga. And if you're a yogi out there, it's known as a certain style. And it's supposed to heat, it's supposed to get into the joints and allow it to open up and then to cleanse. And so I'm loving it. But it's a franchise. And so the founders have got these, they're selling the tent. It's just brilliant, brilliant concept. Love it. So big shout out to Ruth because she was teaching me this morning. And you know what? For somebody who I'm always giving, talking, whether it's on stage, whether it's on radio, whether it's teaching, whatever, and to actually stop that mechanism and to give back to self is quite a nice balance.
Cool. Well, funnily enough, I've just co-hosted the Scoff and Quaff show, Food and Drink show, and we had Josh Robson on there, who's the brains behind Ibiza Fitness Food, and he was talking about producing... The fuel,
for retreats, yeah,
fuel for things like that, which was really interesting. And I've got a meal that he's made me for later as well.
Me too, but he didn't make mine specifically for me.
Well, he made mine specifically for me.
What you got in yours?
Well, I think he guaranteed that I would lose 3 stone if I ate it. Or maybe I got that
right,
wrong. Or maybe I got that wrong.
Yeah, if you ate it consistently.
Oh, that would
key.
Be it.
Yeah.
Not once.
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Bugger.
Well, yeah.
What have you got in yours?
Mine's got chicken, grilled chicken. Some vegetables, some ribbon vegetables.
Oh, you're selling it, I tell you.
And some homemade coleslaw. It looks wonderful. Hold on. Look, here it is. It looks wonderful.
Oh, it does.
Yours looks better than mine.
Yeah, exactly. Mine's always looked better than yours.
That's making me hungry.
Mm.
Wow, that looks amazing.
Yeah, cool.
So lots of colours, lots of oranges and beetroot and green and stuff like that. And this is what I find. If I'm doing like a big platter at home and everybody's like, oh, I'm not eating your rubbish, Mum, and then I'll do it, everybody starts to, the more you can chop up stuff, like if you did a fruit platter, if you just gave them a piece of fruit, it's not the same, but chop it up on a plate, oh, everybody wants some.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway. it's snack food, isn't it? And we're grazers, really. We like to
pick
up things. Oh, you're not?
No.
I'm terrible. That's my problem.
No.
I graze. It's not the meals I eat. It's the stuff I eat in between.
You need fat content up because you're up.
I need my what up?
We've talked about this time and time again.
Fat content?
Yes. Not in your body, love.
I was going to say, I'm almost 95% fat.
No,
Josh, Josh was saying we need to deplete the fat. And I went, if you took my fat away, there'd be nothing left. I've got no muscles or bones.
Can you do me a favour before we carry on? Because I can't do this any longer with you, right? Yeah. Can you take them glasses off your head? Because
is that where they are?
Because it's Eric and Ernie Wine.
I've been looking for them. I didn't realise they were up there.
Stop it. Honestly, I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, I don't know whether to look at you or them. Right. You know, when you've like got that. So you have to take them off. Anyway,
how are you? I'm okay. So we ought to set up the show today. Now we've been on 10 minutes already. It's a pleasure. We've got two guests that we're going to talk to today in the studio. We're joined by the lovely Emma Stokes from Emma Stokes Photography. And we're going to listen to Emma in the first part of the show. And then shortly after 2 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Lauren Hampshire. And Lauren is with us now, so she's going to join in the rest of the show. But we're going to hear from her just after 2 o'clock. And Lauren's from the Milky Tea Company.
I actually liked her question. I've got to say, Lauren, it's the first time a guest has only ever said, are you going to tell them when I'm on so that my people can come and listen? I love that.
Yeah, it's a good question, isn't it?
It's a great question.
Yeah. I want to say a huge thank you to the show sponsor for today, who are the lovely folks at Operational Accounting Systems, Oasis. They provide software, services, and it's a total end-to-end service of everything you could ever want to do in a business in one piece of software.
Nice.
And it's all modular and lovely. Check them out. You can follow them on the Twitter at Oasis, O_A_SYS. Same on Facebook, Operational Accounting Systems on LinkedIn.
Cool.
And you can find our website by going to the Kent Business Radio website and click on it there. We'd like to hear from you, the businesses out there in the southeast of England. You can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You could call me on 01233 220035. I never answer the phone if they call. I get loads of calls. I never see it doesn't ring because it just flashes and I never see the flash. And people go, I was ringing the show all afternoon. I'm sorry, didn't see it. But if you do, it's Ashford 220035, 01233 220035. You can email me on my new email address for our shortly to be launched new website, which is hello@bizradio.co.uk. Or by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And to use the hashtag BBunker.
Or me.
Or you could tweet Bird. Bird on a bike _. Is that a Twitter handle?
Yeah, but through Business Bunker. Please put the hashtag BBunker. We do not get it unless you do.
Yeah.
And when we went to that, we went to the Business Summit, didn't we?
Kent Business Summit. University
last week. Yeah. How many people came up to us and went, oh my God, that was so funny on Tuesday? Because so many people talk to us via Twitter.
Yeah.
And then they're able to absolutely connect with us when we're in live as a real person.
Yeah.
So do connect with us on Twitter.
It was interesting though, wasn't it? How there was a few hundred people. I'm guessing there was about 250 people at the summit. Yeah. And at least 200 of them came up and said, Eric and Ernie.
I know. That's because last week, and they always still think that I am Eric. I'm the funny one.
No, I don't think that's true, babe.
It is. I don't even know how you can sit there and not question it. It's just like, what? What are you talking about? Anyway.
Cool. I'll tell you what. Do you want to kick off then?
What I wanted to do, honestly, I know you're like, oh, here she goes. Go. How are you? What are you up to this week?
Where was I?
No, what are
you
up
to? It's only Tuesday.
No, I never said where were you. I said, how are you? And what are you up to this week?
How am I? I'm okay. My legs are recovering slowly.
Because that was a lot of things people were asking me last week when they saw you. They were like, nobody really wants to ask you. So they come up to me and go, is Paul all right?
Mm-hmm.
What was that for, Paul?
I had a car crash just before Christmas, quite a bad one. I smashed my legs up, and I'm still hobbling, but it's getting there slowly. Oh, I'll tell you what's really annoying. My youngest son, Stu, he's 23, he broke his ankle the week before Christmas, crutches and everything, he came down at the weekend to go to a family party. I'm going, where's your crutches? He went, oh, ankle's fixed. It's only 3 weeks ago. I've been 8 weeks and I still can't walk. And he's going, I'm going skiing next weekend. What? Get out of it.
Yeah, but you see, his growth hormone is massive still, whereas yours at the age of 35 dropped off by about 75%. Sorry to say
that. At 35? I don't even remember that far back.
I tell you, 35. it's nature's cruel. It really is cruel.
Age, so it's all downhill from now on for me.
Well, we can manipulate it, Lauren. We can manipulate it.
By doing Bikram yoga.
Well, you should worry. I'm 64. I'm double that, so I'm really in trouble.
Well, you're not. I've tried to manipulate it. Yeah. You're not consistent.
True. We're talking about ages. I need to wish my mum a happy birthday. It's my dear old mum's birthday today, and she's 90 today. So, mum, Betty, many happy returns.
Betty, you look amazing. Yeah. Didn't she look amazing in those photos?
Yeah, she's great. She's great. Bright as a button.
Yeah.
Still all over the place doing stuff, still painting and everything.
And we talked about this briefly last week, didn't we? Why do you think she's bright as a button?
Because she keeps her mind active.
She's purposeful.
She keeps her mind active. She does puzzles, crosswords, Sudoku. She paints. She goes out 5 times a week for meals and lunches with her mates, and they all gossip. You know, it's about keeping your mind active and not vegetating into.
Well, and having a purpose, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
You know,
she just does stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and that's great. That's all you need to do to keep yourself going. Keep
well,
yourself
she isn't
engaged.
Her age. She is who she is. Her identity is who she is, not the age that she is, which is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's it. That's where we are. And whereabouts are you? You've already told us you're training.
No, I don't. It was just really important that we find out who you are. Because it's easy, isn't it, to not be seen or heard.
For me, to not be seen. Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive, because nobody wants to come and ask you. So I'm like your little background man that everybody comes and goes, is he all right?
Yeah.
So it's just good to hear that you're all right.
Yeah. No,
what are you doing for healing anyway with these legs?
Well, not a lot anymore. I mean, I slathered them in all kinds of nonsense that people talk, you know, put arnica on to get the bruising out. And then the bruising came out. Oh, I don't like that.
Stop it.
I did have some, what's it called, Voltarol or something for a little while to take. But the funny thing was, is how many, just weeks after it happened, new bruises would suddenly appear. And new pains and even new cuts.
Trauma.
Yeah, where eventually it just came out. Yeah. And then, you know, it's just weird. It's just really weird.
Interesting.
But we're getting there.
We'll talk about some healing off air.
Yeah. We're getting there. So I'll tell you what, do you now want to do a tweet or an email, or are we going to do something else?
Well, I'm
only the producer of this show. What would I know?
I'm sorry. It's just really nice. I think that was really nice.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to, you know.
No, I know.
So we got a tweet from Tracy Ferguson. She went, love the sound of you, bird. Thanks. I'm starting yoga soon to help me back. So I'll see if it's near me in Medway. Let me find out. I'll let you know, Tracy. So she's just talking about breathing, and we don't do enough of it. So thank you for interacting with us today and listening. Tracy, live. She never listened live.
Hold on. We don't do enough breathing.
Conscious.
Isn't that a bit fatal if we stop?
No, you see... See, you're literal.
No.
You are. Really? You're binary. You're a 0-1.
Yeah,
right? So we'll start a whole conversation on this. But it's that conscious breathing. I tell you what, I do a load of breath work and...
A load of what work?
Breath work.
Oh, breath. Okay.
Breath work.
I thought we were around to Lauren already.
And most people... and most people can't do it.
Right, okay.
So if I did breath work with you now, you'd be like, Bird, I can't do it.
Why?
Because your ability to use the muscles and the purposeful movement of that would be challenged.
Okay.
So we'd set up your system.
Being serious for just a few seconds,
you're going to mock me now.
No, I'm not. No, it is important. It is funny how we don't breathe properly as a species. You know, we breathe badly.
Mm.
Even people, you know, many years ago when I had problems, I used to have. Panic
when I
attacks.
Have problems.
Yeah. But you'd have panic attacks. Yeah. And panic attacks are just bad breathing, really. And if you can slow yourself down and breathe properly, it goes away.
Yeah.
So
there's a big uptake. And really funny, my little one this morning messaged me and said, hey, Mum, have you heard of Wim Hof? And I'm like, yeah. And he's this. So he's the Iceman. Or Wim Hof is the Iceman.
I see. Sorry. I thought it was a...
No, not a Wim Hof.
Oh, right.
Wim
right.
Hof is the name of a chap who runs marathons. In barefoot, no clothes except shorts on, in the Arctic.
No clothes except shorts.
Hold on a minute.
My eyebrows all went up there.
He goes to base camp in Everest with just shorts on. Everybody else has got technical clothing on. So he uses his breath work, and he has an ability to control his skin temperature.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, and it's all scientific based, blah, blah, blah. So it's really good to hear that a 17-year-old is going, Mum, have you heard this? And can we do some type of work in this? So it's massive. This year and next year, is it going to be big into this? How do I breathe with purpose? So Eckhart Tolle, all of that jazz, he's going to have another shot up again.
Okay, cool. Mm. Good stuff. Shall I read a tweet then? As you're not
I read one.
Oh, no, you
And
did.
Then you mocked me about the breath work.
That's true. I've had a tweet from Grow B2B Events, and they say, book today on our amazing Grow Conference this March and take away valuable techniques to make your business grow. A and that's the Grow Conference. It's taking place on the 22nd of March at the Mercure Dartford Brands Hatch Hotel, sponsored by Girlings. You can find out about it, and it's in partnership with West Kent Network, the FSB and the IOD, and you can find out about it by following them on the Twitter, Grow B2B Events. Grow B, number 2B Events. Follow them, find the booking page, and book your place.
I'm laughing, right?
No, you're not.
I am laughing because this is brilliant, right? This is going to be, this is it now. We've ruined ourselves. So this is a tweet from Telcare Limited. And they said, look at the time. It's the Business Bunker show at 1 p.m. with him, Vanilla Webb, and her, Burden of Bike. It's great, isn't it?
She's got little short fat legs as well.
Which one?
You. Not Lisa, you. You're Ernie.
I was like, how rude.
No, you're Ernie.
I'm ever so sorry, Lisa, he just said that about you, love.
No, I didn't.
How rude.
It's about you.
You can get away with it with me, not with Lisa Settle. She'll have you.
Yeah.
And her mother will definitely have you.
Eileen. It was Eileen's birthday recently as well. Bless her.
I love her.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah. She wrote a book, Spanner in the Works. It's brilliant.
Read it. She was on my show.
Yeah. Read it. Spanner in the
Works.
We
have all the greatest people on my radio show.
Yeah, we do.
Which is The Conversation on a Wednesday from 1 till 2. Lauren's on it next week, actually.
Is she? Are you doing plugs again?
No. Carry on.
Oh, thank you. I've had a tweet from Athelbray, and they say, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, can we get a shout-out, please, for our quiz night on the 4th of April at the Chilston Park? It's £25 per team. That's for 6 to 8 people, and includes a welcome drink and table nibbles. All proceeds to Bladder Cancer UK, hoping to see a Business Bunker and a Business Bunker extra team.
I was just going to say, why don't we do it? Yeah, I love a quiz. I'm brilliant at a quiz. You're really clever.
4th of April, yeah.
You're really clever.
I remember that. 4th of April was my dad's birthday.
Is it?
It was, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. No, we'll win that. No problem.
I think I only need you and me. That's it.
Yeah,
me
exactly. And I. Exactly. Do you know what?
What have you got on?
I'm going to play some tunage.
What did you choose?
Well, I chose something especially for Emma.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You'll never get it.
No.
But here it is anyway. Blank looks. Good. It's Photographed by Ed Sheeran.
No, I do know it. And I do love Ed Sheeran, so good choice.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes. But it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive. Keep this love in a photograph. We make these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts are never broken, and time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't be alone. Wait for me to come home. Loving can heal. Loving can mend your soul. And it's the only thing that I know. No, I swear it will get easier. With every piece of you, and it's the only thing we take with us when we die. We keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts were never broken, time's forever frozen. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. And if you hurt
I will remember how you kissed me under the lamppost back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Phoenix Analysts Limited, business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. phoenixanalystslimited.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent business community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. They're all sat over the other side of the studio here laughing their heads off at some gift that Amanda sent.
Well, it's all kicking off here on Twitter, isn't it? I'm loving it, everybody. I love it when everybody starts talking to us on Twitter. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Cool. It is.
It is genius.
It is brilliant.
Yes.
And talking of which, I've got a tweet.
What have you got?
Yeah, from ZC Social Media.
Oh, yeah?
And they say, Paul, we'd love a mention for ZC Live. It's that time again.
I can't believe it.
It's on the 31st of May at the Strood Academy, starting at 8 a.m. It's one of the big events in Kent, ZC Live. It's brilliant. And it's totally free. Staged by Zoe Cairns and her team at ZC Social Media. So do start booking your place. Follow ZC Social Media on the Twitter to find out how to book your free ticket.
I've been at one of their events, actually, really, really good. And I have their social media in a box as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I have that. So,
yep.
Met Zoe. Very
absolutely.
Cute.
Cool. Good. What you got?
All right. Well, here we go. Let's start off with all this Twitter malarkey. So, we've got Butterflies Events saying, hi, Bird and a Bike and Vanilla Web at Business Bunker. Could you please give a shout out for an international Women's Day event with a difference? If that is the difference, I'm coming, Amanda, I tell you. Yeah, exactly. Which are hosting with the Aspinall Charity at the stunning Port Lim on March the 8th. And if you want to know more details, email amanda@butterfliesevents.co.uk. Go on to have a look at the gift because it is genius.
I'm still going to steal that gift for my T-shirts.
It's genius, isn't it? It's brilliant. It's brilliant. I love it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You've got away with it, I'll tell you. With Lisa, calling her short legs.
No, she's been talking to me as well.
What, personally?
Yeah,
asking for an apology?
No. She's been talking about my mum.
She went, lucky I know him.
Yeah, she's been talking about my mum being the original entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Yes. My mum used to own a chain of hairdressing shops.
Yeah, that's true.
My great grandmother owned a chain of shops in West London as well. Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm from a long line of female entrepreneurs.
Brilliant.
Mm.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
Somewhere. I'm still looking at Amanda's gift, mine.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's nothing, because my other half, Stephen, has messaged me saying, you are not Eric, you are definitely Ernie.
Really?
I'm gutted.
Really?
Yeah, thanks, Stephen. It's not even funny.
Is it not?
I'm definitely the funny one. Come on. Okay.
So what does he think you are?
He thinks I'm Ernie. He thinks I'm the man that does...
Because you got short, fat legs, obviously. Jane Mucklow's been on.
She has. I love Jane.
Yeah,
she's come to say hello to you, love.
Yeah, she says Bird on a Bike, Vanilla Web. Don't know why she put you first. Hello, Business Bunker.
Well, listening live. We do know, don't we?
Yeah. Listening live today, and she says hi to Emma. Have fun.
Hi, Jane.
Yeah, cool. Good. Right, read an email. That's what you need to do now. And then we're going to talk to Emma.
You can always tell when he gets feisty because a loaded finger comes out. Here we go. Sign up for LinkedIn for Business Workshop. And this is on the 29th of January and at Copthorne Hotel, London Gatwick. And it's at 9:30 till 12:30. And you can book through www.bestbusinessevents.co.uk. And you can go /book online and get it through that way.
Sweet.
There's a hell of a gale blowing in here.
Yeah, but we need to keep the air conditioning on because it cools the equipment down.
It
lowers the temperature of my brain. Otherwise, my brain overheats.
Again, there's another joke in there somewhere.
Absolutely.
Go on.
I want to talk about an event that Tracy Ferguson is doing. And Lisa Settle was also tweeting me to give it a mention, which I think you just mentioned anyway, but I want to mention it again, which is the event that Tracy's doing in conjunction with Sue. And it's Learn to Love Yourself and Others. And it's taking place on Saturday, the 9th of February, at the St. George Hotel in Chatham from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. There's 40% of the tickets have already been sold, so you've got to get in there quick to do this. Do go along. Tracy's fabulous. She's really good. I've seen a number of her workshops with different client groups, and she's really, really great at getting people to recognise their own abilities, talents and self-worth. So do get along to that, please.
It's really interesting because she's doing it in conjunction with Sue Plumtree, and Sue Plumtree's the love doctor, really. And Sue was on my show, which is The Conversation, which is on Wednesday.
Have you got a show?
And Sue Plumtree, I adore her. Mm. We often have little Skype meetings of an hour, you've got to get along to be with Tracy and Sue, because wherever you are in any relationship, just get along. Just go and spend the morning with them, because they're just brilliant. It'll be a great workshop.
Fantastic. I've had a message from Steve Hemsley, and he says, "Hi, Paul, hope you're well. Any chance you could give this a mention on the Business Bunker show today? It's GDPR and data breaches. What to do when a crisis strikes? Every business will be hacked as cyber threats grow. How should you prepare and react for that? What about crisis communications when the media ask questions? Well, there's a workshop, and it's taking place in Kent with risk expert Andy Stiles and Steve Hemsley, and it's taking place on February the 12th at the Millbrook Garden Centre in Southfleet near Gravesend. And if you want to go on it, which you do, you can book your tickets through Eventbrite, and it's Eventbrite.com/GDPR and data breaches. Check it out. Cool. What you got, Bird?
I'm working at the minute.
Are you? Are you? Well, I'll do this then while you're faffing around over there.
I'm just answering some tweets.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's fine. There's a tweet up, actually. It's free networking and it's friendly, and it's ideal if you're a startup. And the next one's taking place between 10 a.m. and 12 at the Continental Hotel in Whitstable. That's on Beach Street, I think, on Thursday the 17th of January. And then there's another one between 10 and 11:30 in Canterbury at Linley's Terrazzo Restaurant, which is in Roper Road. That's taking place on Thursday the 31st of January. So let me do that again. The Hotel Continental is on Thursday the 17th, and the Linley's one is on Thursday the 31st, and there's free parking for that as well. If you want to find out more, give them a follow on the Twitter at Kent Tweetups, all one word.
I'm always amazed at how quickly people can get gifts up. Because honestly, Amanda, you are genius at this. Amanda Flanders, Butterflies Events, you deserve this shout out because that is exactly the emotion that I did. Exactly that.
I
know, exactly. And then we got Jane Mucklow, who sent through a photo of me at doing Release Your Brilliance. And she's put event photography examples updated on my website. Love, Jane.
They're good, aren't they?
They're brilliant.
This lot.
Yeah. This lot that are on here today are good.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about good people.
What?
Why don't we talk to one of our good people in the studio?
I know, I'm very excited.
It's really great. We'd love to extend a huge Business Bunker welcome for the very first time on the show to Emma Stokes. Emma, welcome to the Business Bunker show.
Thank you, Paul.
It's a pleasure to see you. Why don't you kick off by telling people a little bit about you?
Okay, that's fine. Thanks for having me. Well, it all started about 4 years ago, I was working in London and had spent a few years juggling that and having kids. And it's not easy. And I had a bit of a midlife moment where I could envisage being in my 60s, looking back.
Oh, you don't want to get there, Emma.
Well, what I didn't want to do is get there and regret that one life I had.
If you don't mind, what were you actually doing in London at the time? What were you working at?
I was working for an oil and gas company. I'd been in that industry for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I did enjoy it. The people were great that I worked with, but I just had this kind of panic moment where I just thought, oh, this isn't really what I want to be doing for the rest of my life.
Sure.
Now, it's not easy to give up a job in London to go and do what you want to do.
That's true.
And not many people can. And as luck would have it, for me, they shut the office and I was made redundant. And whereas for some people that was the worst thing ever, for me it was an opportunity of a lifetime. Which,
if you don't mind me asking, do you think that was really the catalyst for you doing it? Obviously, you've been thinking about it for a while.
Absolutely was. I don't have to think about that. It was. Yeah. It was the catalyst because we got a redundancy package which included some money to do just training, whatever we wanted to do, to retrain for another path in life.
Mm.
And I chose to go on some landscape photography workshops, which... it was just like a revelation to me. I loved every minute.
Did you choose to do that because you already envisaged the fact that you would like to try and do that for a living?
Wasn't so clear cut because, of course, with things that are so subjective, any kind of artistry or photography in that sense is, you can't ever, until you've done it, you don't really know what people's feedback's going to be, whether it's going to be something you can go with, whether it's just going to be a hobby or something you can actually make a bit of living out of. So I, at that point, I just didn't know, but I knew that actually it was something I needed to do, something different, and why not do something that I enjoy? I'd always enjoyed taking photos, but I hadn't really ever really gone into it and done it in a proper way. So I went on some workshops and it was a big eye-opener for me, and I started up at first just a Facebook page and had such good feedback from friends and family, and that grew. And I sold prints at markets, and that led to more sales. And over the time as well, I started doing other photography work such as events, family portraits. I've got some weddings booked for this year. My website I did in November. One of my favourite quotes, which I've got on the website, was, "It's never too late to be what you might have been," which is a quote by George Eliot, who's a Victorian writer, actually. I didn't know at the time, but I just thought that defines how I feel about it, because it is a second chance. And I've been to Iceland and Croatia, as well as around the Kent coast. I've done a lot of work in East Sussex.
So when you went to Iceland and Croatia, were these for commissions, or you just took yourself there because you felt that there was something that was worth?
Well, these were some of the money I used from the redundancy was to go on workshops with other professionals who are at the top of their game.
Okay.
And it was my way of learning. So I could have decided to go off and do a diploma or a university course or an online study course.
But wait for this. But you decided to go to Iceland and spend some time with a geezer.
Funnily enough, I went to stand on a beach in Iceland and took photos of the waves. Actually, because I am obviously quite a visual person, to me, my best way of learning is to be hands-on and to be in it rather than reading something about it. So, and I think with things like photography, I think that's the best way of learning.
Yep.
I've started doing one-to-one tuitions with people. So a lot of people out there own a SLR camera, might know what a couple of the buttons do, but really don't know quite where to take it.
Yep.
And I really enjoy that aspect, teaching people how to get the best out of their camera. Hopefully we'll be running a couple of workshops of my own later this year. And in the meantime, I've really enjoyed doing event photography and natural family portraits. I love being outdoors. I love using the natural light to the best of its ability. And I've done some good charity event work. And I like to offer charities the chance to earn their feedback, as it were, by when people buy photos afterwards, they get the money back from that. So
That's cool.
I really enjoy doing that as well.
Absolutely.
I find it amazing because you've gone into an industry that is heavily already populated, which is photography. We spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? And yet you've got this belief. Where did that belief come from, Emma?
I think it comes from just the fact that it's such a passion. And it's something that I'm always looking at what other photographers are doing. I'm inspired by them. There's some amazing photographers out there. It's an extremely competitive industry. It's important to just carry on doing it for myself, what I enjoy out of it. When I'd left work, I was really quite stressed. I'd had 2 years of really quite stressful environment with the long consultation period. And going and standing on a beach with my camera was, it was like I'd come home, and it was therapy. So it's my safe place. It's somewhere I just can forget about other stresses, life stresses, social media or whatever that's always there for you. And go and it's like mindfulness, I guess, when I'm in that zone of taking photos. So I do it for myself as well as to make some money out of it. I did Leeds Castle Christmas Market before, just before Christmas, and that went really well. And the Kent County Show last July, where I won a spot as a new business because they were offering that for 10 new businesses. And who would be next to me in the stall next door was Lauren with her Milky Tea company.
Okay. And I now have one of your photographs on my wall in my living room.
It's a small world.
Amazing. It is, yeah.
You know, I am quite a modest person, and I find it hard with the self-confidence of pushing myself forward and saying, buy this, do this. But the feedback that I've had from people, the fact that people just want to have my photos on their wall to look at every day, that will never stop to surprise me, really. It's amazing.
And I've seen some of your work from Iceland and from Croatia, and it is absolutely stunning work.
Thank you.
And it's one of those weird things, isn't it? As Berg quite rightly says, photography is a very crowded market now because every one of us has a camera. Every single one of us carries a camera with us in our phone or whatever. And, you know, we're always taking pictures and stuff like that. But I think the funny thing is it's added to the professionalism, the difference between all the nonsense that we all take and a professional photograph is so different. You know, it just raises your awareness.
And that leads me on to the next question, which would be, for you, what do you believe, because you hear this all the time, what makes somebody call themselves a professional photographer over a photographer?
It's do you down think? To whether you make money out of it, basically. That's the black and white of it.
If someone will pay you for it, you're a professional photographer.
It's great,
yeah. But
the thing is, you don't need to go and get a degree in photography. And there are two schools of thought as to whether you should be going down that route. Or if you're just good at it, go with it. And that's what I like about it.
For me, that philosophy accounts for a lot of things, especially creative things. You know, I run some web development companies, and we quite often get young people contact me and say, I'm thinking about being a web developer. What should I do? I went, develop a website?
Yeah.
Maybe? And they go, oh. And if they can't even do that with the tools that are available on the web, I go, I don't bother. Yeah, if you can't make a website now just by teaching yourself the base, you know, I'm not expecting an all-singing, all-dancing British Airways website, if you can't make a one-page website to show me what you've done, then you're not going to be creative. So your ability to be creative is the thing, isn't it? You know, so I'm just saying this. This is not necessarily true of you whatsoever. But someone that's a photographer, another photographer might come along and go, "Oh, you know, you shouldn't have taken it that way. Yeah, you should have had the light behind it." But if someone's paid you and they are happy with what you produced, then that's it. Yeah.
Well, it comes into the whole debate of art, doesn't it? And creativity. Exactly. And like you said, do you do degrees in it or not? You know, do you have GCSEs in art?
Yeah.
If I like something, it's because it's myself personal to me, not because it's told to me that this is how it's supposed to be.
And a lot of people have said, oh, you've got the eye, you've got that photographic eye. And I have no idea what
is that?
That is.
Yeah.
But apparently I do have it, and I'm lucky that it's something that I really enjoy and will move forward with if I can. There's so much I want to do with it. And I just feel very lucky to have been given the opportunity to do it. It's a journey. I'll never stop learning.
Absolutely. And that's absolutely the key, isn't it? That says, I'm passionate about this. I'm not setting myself up as the ultimate photographer in the world. I'm passionate. I'm learning. I continue to learn. I'll continue to learn forever. I'm really pleased that you like my photographs and are prepared to pay for them, but I'm going to carry on doing what I do, which is taking photographs and then developing my technique. Absolutely.
And I think if you've got a chance to do something that you really love, even if it's just a hobby, because you've got your day job and that you need that to pay the bills, then I recommend just spend, you know, even if it's an hour here or there, just go and give it a go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the more you do it, the better you get at it. I remember sitting on the train reading magazines on the commute and seeing stories, inspirational stories of women that had left their city job and gone on to do some entrepreneurial, set up their own business or what have you. And I don't think it was envy as such, but I go, oh, wow, you know, that sounds amazing. Never in a million years thought that I might end up sort of going down that kind of route myself. But I guess I was inspired by it.
Yeah. But the interesting thing is, and I see this based on my own experience as well, what you've described is the correct way of looking at, in my opinion, how you go about starting something. One of the problems we have as a society at the moment is everybody expects instant success. They want to walk into something, so they go, I'm going to start a business. And if they're not a millionaire by, you know, 2 months in, they go, oh, I'm going to do something different. Life doesn't work like that, and it never has, and it never will, no matter what. It's always a journey.
Yeah.
And the first part of the journey is always the hard bit. You know, you've got to get up to speed. You've got to find your way around. You've got to set off, know where you're going, you know, wander around in the desert a few times.
And you're doing it blind, aren't you?
Exactly,
for a lot of it. You are really doing it blind. So I'm listening to your story and I'm like smiling because it's like, how many of us want to do that?
Yeah.
But yet it's that belief of, and what you said beautifully was that it's such small little steps that you've taken, but you're using them as such massive signposts along your journey.
So
I started here and I did this and I did a Facebook and then I did this and then I've, you know, and it's beautifully laid out actually.
Yeah.
Rather than I've gone and spent, I must get a website. What do you want on your website? I don't know.
Exactly.
Whereas you already knew where you were going. Love it.
I mean, anybody out there that's thinking about following a similar path, what I'd just say as a business plan, just being practical here, you know, a lot of people, as you said, get trapped in what they do because they need to earn a living. Yeah. And any business that you start, you don't earn a living.
No.
You know, it takes time. You know, you just don't earn a living when you first start. What you've got to be prepared to do is work differently. Yeah.
Mm.
When I launched my first business, I had another job.
Yeah.
I had a job that I did that paid the bills while I was starting my business. Yeah. And a lot of the time you have to do that, even if it's working in a pub at night or whatever, just earning enough money to pay the bills to allow you to get on and do what you're trying to do. Too many people try to hit the ground with it completely in place before they do it. And
it's very difficult. And what you're finding nowadays as well is there's a lot of young women who have stopped work to have children and have actually taken a few years off.
Yeah.
They've got so much experience, so many skills that have nowhere really to go. And yet there's a whole sort of crowd of women that are just setting up these new small businesses, small startups, offering a different kind of service to what there was sort of 10 or 20 years ago.
It's interesting. Bird made reference to the fact we were at the University of Kent last Friday at the Kent Business Summit, and I chaired a round table on diversity and inclusion and skills and disabilities in the workplace.
Yeah.
And we were talking about these kind of issues, is that nowadays it's all about flexibility. Yeah.
Yes.
People want flexibility. Yeah.
Absolutely.
There are different stages in their life where they're doing things, especially when we're talking, and this is a bit stereotypical, but it tends to be the reality of it. It's mostly women that bring up children or are charged with childcare. And there are loads of women with loads of skills that have stopped working or gone back to part-time working because they had young children. And then once those children are at school, they're available with their talent. So it's how we utilise that talent, because there's a lot of talent that exists, but we've always had this format of work, which is, you know, 9 to 5, hour for lunch, da-da-da-da, and that's all nonsense now.
Yeah.
But so many organisations haven't adjusted to that and haven't taken on board that you can acquire talent in different ways.
No, so, I think it's going to happen over time, but it's not going to happen quickly.
No,
There's a lot of companies out there that are still very rigid on the 9 to 5, and if you've had children, want to go back part time, then it's not sure about that.
Yeah,
and the world has to change really to accommodate.
And not least of which, it's not, you know, it's not because we're nice and we're going, oh, you know, we need to change to suit them. It's actually a waste of skills and talents if we don't. And that's, for me, is the biggest issue. That's all these people have got all this ability and all this talent, and because they won't fit into some rigid pattern that went out of date 40 years ago, you won't do that. I just find
and
that
in
crazy.
The modern world, there is no reason why everything has to be 9 to 5. It's
none
not,
whatsoever.
You know, and you can get a lot of work done in the evenings. Yeah. And actually, a lot of people, such as mums, are more active in the evenings on social media and things. So if you're doing things to do with a business or running social media, you can do it in the evening. And that's more likely when you'll reach your target if it's other mums.
A friend of mine, James Gardner, is a director of a manufacturing company. They run a manufacturing line, when they make things. That kind of business is fairly dependent on time, because of what it is. But he's saying to me, I am looking for ways where I can offer flexibility of people. I don't want them to have to be 9 to 5. It's really difficult in that type of environment because, you know, you start a production line, you've got to have someone there to do it. You can't just hope that somebody turns up in time. But even he is looking at ways of being far more flexible in how you do it. So it's doable. And you're absolutely right, Lauren. For most of us, there's just no reason why it should be like that. It's purely historical and the fact that people can't be bothered to change the way they look at things.
But even companies that do change, the thought process of the employee doesn't go along with it. So they still come in and think, if I'm seen at 8 o'clock and I'm still here till 6, then I'm working really, really hard. And you're like, this is crazy.
It's really funny. For more than, I think, about 8 years now in my own business, the people that work for me, when they come to work for me and they go, what's the hours of work? I go, I don't know. And they go, what do you mean? Well, you come when you come and you go when you go. I don't know. Work when you want. As long as you do what you're here to do, I'm happy with that.
And what time do they turn up?
8 o'clock.
And what time do they go home?
About 7.
There you go. Where did that come from?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
It's not even in the last 20 years. No, it's way before that.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
It will take time to change.
Yeah, it will. And even I find that if I don't work, working on my own in my own house and running my own business, I feel that even though I'm working probably a lot harder and I'll work, a few hours, then I'll do the school run, then I'll work all evening, I still never have that same sense of, when I used to work 9 to 5, 5 o'clock, it was like, oh, I've done my hard day's work now, I can get home. But weirdly, I didn't work as hard then. But it is just this mindset of, oh, right, I've left the house, I've gone to an office, I've sat there from 9 until 5.
Rituals.
I've left the house, I've left the office at 5 there, I've worked really hard today. And actually, often, I didn't find I was any more productive going and doing that. I think I'm a lot more productive being at home, but I never feel quite that sense of, oh, I've done a hard day's work yet. So I think even I need to change my mindset, and we all do.
It's funny, isn't it? But it's mostly due to technology, because we've all got smartphones and our phone doesn't switch off at 5 o'clock automatically, does it? You still get emails and tweets and messages and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes you think, oh, I better reply to that. You know, it's an important customer, or I need to handle that, or I need to do this. You don't go, that can wait until 8:30 in the morning because I don't start work until then. It just doesn't have to happen. And technology has driven that. And it's both things at once. It's a drain because it is distracting, but it's also one of the massive benefits of technology is that we can afford to be flexible. We can work flexibly. We can work from anywhere. Coming back to the summit on last Friday, we had loads of people talking about transport infrastructure. But it wasn't until right at the end that somebody said, actually, maybe we don't need more roads. Maybe we actually need to stop going places, which is one of my big things that says, why keep building trains and things that cost billions and billions of pounds to shift huge numbers of people at the same time to the same place? Why not invest it in technology infrastructure and let people work from home?
Yeah.
Or work from local hubs or whatever.
It's so easy to do now.
It's so much easier to do. And the benefits of it are so great. We kind of got off the subject of Emma Stokes photography there a little bit. But what kind of things are you specialising in at the moment from a business point of view, if you see what I mean with your photography?
At the moment, I'm looking to do more portrait work. Said I've got 3 weddings booked for this year. I love capturing special moments. So, as you were saying with
phone cameras earlier, Paul.
Yep.
When you get one of those out at an event, everyone knows you've got the phone out and they kind of give a nice smile. And it's absolutely fantastic for social media, for selfies, etc. But when you've got the right equipment and that eye to capture those moments, you can't beat it, really, because when the customer comes back with such lovely reviews and testimonials, when they've received some beautiful photos of their family or a special event, it's just very rewarding.
Absolutely.
And I've had I have had some success with the landscape work. Last year I won one of the Telegraph Big Picture awards, so that was really a special moment for me back in January for one of my Iceland photos. And I've been in regional press, and Kent Life magazine had a feature, and I'd look to pursue that side of things a bit more. So for me, it's a bit of it's a year to explore, to try out different things and to see where it takes me. I don't like to necessarily pigeonhole myself. I want to try everything and see where I end up.
Yeah.
And as I said, it's a journey. I'll never stop learning. So I'm always going to challenge myself.
Fantastic. Emma, an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for that. If people want to find out more about you, how can they do that?
Well, first port of call would be my website. So that's www.emmastokesphotography.co.uk. I'm on Instagram, Emma Stokes Landscapes. And my new Instagram is Emma Stokes Photography, which I'll start posting to soon, which will be more cover the portrait side of things.
Right.
And I've just started Twitter. I'm on Facebook, Emma Stokes Photography. Twitter, I'm trying to get the handle of. Thanks for that, Paul. We're on there. We're doing what we can. So, yeah, or emma@emmastokesphotography.co.uk. And I just wanted to say that if anyone wants to go ahead and book a photo session with me, if they quote Bunker Business Radio, then they can get 10% off.
Fantastic.
Wow, we like a bit of that.
We like a bit of that.
Yes.
Emma, thank you so much for that. Thanks stay with us for the rest of the show, but it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
We're going to join the newsroom shortly. I've still got loads of tweets coming in, so I'm going to read a couple of tweets I've got, and then we're going to go over to the newsroom. We've had a tweet from The Right Event, and that's spelt W-R-I-G-H-T, and they say, "Hi, Vanilla Web, we'd love a shout-out today for our Experience Days business. We run off-road driving days from our venue in Westmorling. We're also up for an award for Best Quad Biking Experience at the Adventure Awards later this year. If you want to find out about what they do, then you go to The Right Event." That's The Right, W-R-I-G-H-T, event.co.uk.
Well, there's loads going on.
Is there?
There's loads going on Twitter here, and I can't even go into it now because we won't have time, will we?
I'll do one more.
Go on then.
Join Miles Kingstone on his amazing masterclasses and increase your selling price with a significant increase in your profit margin without ever risking a sale. That's a sales masterclass, and it's taking place. I don't know when it's taking place. Hold on. Yes, I do. Tuesday, the 5th of February. At the Village Hotel in Maidstone, that's at the bottom of Bluebell Hill. And to book on that, you need to go to masterclasskent.co.uk.
Awesome.
Cool. You can do one more.
Loads of people are loving your story, Emma. It's Tracy Ferguson said, "I love Emma's story. There are so many of us who are at crossroads in our life and have chosen to go with what we are passionate about and are good at it. Small steps to build on the business idea and always learning." So you just by what you're saying is just sparking people off.
Oh, great.
I love it.
Cool. Oasis have tweeted me, the Today's Show sponsor, and they'd say, "We'd love a shout out for our productivity seminar, please. It's taking place this Thursday from 9 a.m. to 1:30. It's at the London Golf Club, and there will be talks from Aluxi Consultants, Exact UK, Renown Limited, and Agilis Mobile, plus lunch, and it's all free. And they have given me a booking link, but Twitter has kindly shortened it for me, so I can't read it anymore. So the best thing to do is to follow them on the Twitter. It's Oasis, which is O_A_SYS. Give them a follow, find out, book it, and get along to the London Golf Club. If you haven't been to London Golf Club, it's worth going just to visit the place itself, because it's awesome. Yeah. And the lovely folks at Oasis have got a lineup of great speakers for you this Thursday. So do check that out.
Nice.
But do you know what? I think we're going to join the newsroom shortly, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to the lovely Lauren Hampshire about the Milky Tea Company, and we're going to do some more of your tweets and emails. So stay with us for the second half of the show. We will be back shortly, and here we go.
on the hour. Channel Radio News Update.
Theresa May is expected to suffer a big defeat in the Commons later. MPs are debating and voting on her Brexit deal. But the Prime Minister says plans are in place for the next step